It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilbourn. Very pleased to be joined again tonight by John Newman. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Matt?
Very good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Really good, man. Really good. Excited.
Lovely to speak to you again.
Thank you. You too.
And I've got to say, because start off by saying congratulations on Come and Get It. Another top 10 single for you. You must be so happy with that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's a good introduction, and it's quite good that I haven't blown my load very quickly on the first single. And I'll leave that open to what people think I'm saying. It's quite nice that it felt like an introduction, and it feels like this single is the single that's right now, here we go, you know.
Exactly. I mean, a collaboration with Charlie Wilson. How on earth did this come about then?
It started on Jules Holland Hootenanny. We were both performing with Jules, so we were sitting next to each other. And I was already a bit starstruck and a bit blown away. And then his personality and his, I don't know, just everything together was just ridiculous. The guy was so, so inspiring and an absolute pleasure to be next to. And I just wanted to hang out with him because I knew he'd be good for the soul, almost.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd be able to do a collaboration with him. But, you know, we pushed on and punched above our weight until we got something incredible and managed to get in the studio with Charlie. And again, I can't rate the guy enough for the joy that he gave me for spending time around him. And I can't wait to spend a bit more time with him promoting this single.
And your voices sound fantastic together. And I remember you coming in here to talk about this album and saying how much it was a case of you really wanted to focus and make this a different sound to the last one, to Tribute.
Yeah, it wasn't different. It was just doing a bit of polishing, a bit of tidying up and make a few more singles. I think that's what it was. I just wanted a bit more excitement behind it all, so it wasn't as sloppy and kind of plodding on, you know. I wanted something that smashed through almost a bit more in a non-egotistical way. That's what I wanted, not saying the listener sees it as that, you know. Hopefully they do, but no, yeah, and I feel like I got that. I listened to the album now and I'm still excited by it, which is very rare, because when I've heard something so many times, I do start to get a bit bored of it and get ready to hear it on radio, which makes it exciting again. It's getting close, but it's exciting. I've got a few things coming. I've got a few more singles. I've got the album, and on the same day, October 16th, I have a book coming as well.
Yeah, I read about this. It's great to have a name and a date for the album. Revolve is out on the 16th of October, but I read about this book that's going to accompany it because you really wanted to showcase the work that's gone into this album.
Yeah, by all parties, almost. I think, do you know what it was that triggered this whole kind of thing? Is that you get artists sitting in a studio and posting an Instagram picture and their feet are up on the coffee table and there's an engineer sat working away.
Yeah.
And then they go back in the studio making music again. It's like you've been in there 10 minutes, you've had about 3 brews, and then you leave in your Ferrari. That's not making an album. So it's like, I wanted to make a record that instead of going, I'm in the studio making a record again, it's that guy sat with me and I'm working so hard with him, you know. And it's just a bit more like giving the guy the security at gigs and the promoters and the crews and the bands and the teams and the people that build the scaffolding and giving them people credit instead, because they're the people that make music happen and the people that spend hours and hours and hours, even if it's making brews in studios, they're the people that make music happen. So it's crediting them and it's crediting me, so I'm not just one of those singers putting my feet up on a table. It shows that I'm the guy sat at the desk and I'm working all hours to get something I have a very clear vision for.
And is it true that I read somewhere that you have an Idris Elba introduction on this album?
I do, yes.
How on earth did that come about? What was the thinking process behind that?
It's weird. I was actually in talks with Will Smith about doing it. And it never came through, but the more I thought about it, I was like, I'm going to look like Johnny Big Balls here. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to go to LA and make a record and turn around and go, yeah, I've worked with Michael Jackson's musicians in the studio and then got Will Smith on a track. And it's a bit like, just remember the music and the artist and stuff, you know. And that's not slating Will Smith. He's just very, very famous and very successful.
Yes, he is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
And he has been for very long. And that's another thing. Yeah, he's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know. Whereas Idris Elba is Idris Elba.
Yeah.
He's a serious man, you know. and no, what I mean is that I wanted somebody that did it justice in every sort of way for this piece of work. And Idris was that guy. It was a beautiful, beautiful piece wrote by a very good friend of mine, Tom Willers, who came from an experience of being stuck in a revelation of like a revolving cycle of life, day in, day out, until I kind of grabbed his arm and said, come on, work with me and you'll see some horrific and beautiful things. And then, I got the whole concept for that from the cycle of life and everything. And then I just wanted somebody to speak it in all honesty and do it in judgment. And it was when Idris turned around and said, you know what, I totally relate to this. I came from a very small town and I've been through the whole thing. And I was like, you know what, man, you need to do this.
It is pretty cool, though. You could have potentially the next James Bond doing the introduction to your new album.
Now that is a plan. See what I was thinking now?
Yeah, forward planning, I like that.
Yeah, no, I love his art. No, he's the next James Bond, mate. Imagine. No.
So
I know,
cool.
That's really cool. And I really, really, I know it was rumours and whether he's denied it or what, I wouldn't know. But I hope he gets that because he's incredible. Mind you, he's not short of work, is he?
No, exactly.
But yeah,
and I saw as well you got a very cool tweet off Samuel L. Jackson, which must have been amazing.
Love that guy. What a lovely person. I met him. I did a charity ball for him, and wow, he's a very inspiring guy. Very inspiring guy. The story of where he came from and everything like that, and just the amount he does for that charity, One for the Boys, was incredible. He's a lovely person.
I would not know what to say to that man either.
No, I didn't. I just smiled at him.
Love your films. Which ones?
I tried being cool. Hey, man, how's it going? I'm a singer.
You might have heard of me.
Hey, Sam, how's it going? Love your glasses, man. Oh, my God, it's Samuel L. Jackson. No, he's really cool. A really, really nice person. I loved meeting him, and I hope I get to meet him again soon because he's really nice.
And John, you've no doubt been warned about chatting to me once more. We have a storied history now.
I met your friend, actually.
Oh, yeah, he said he bumped into you at some gig somewhere.
No, it was, what is it? Island Records were throwing a party
that
on
was
an
it.
Island, and The Weeknd was playing. And we were drinking.
Yeah, he might have mentioned that, actually.
We did some drinking.
I remember that night because I got a text from him saying, I'm here with John. And I was like, brilliant. And I was like, what's he saying? And then he's going, right, he really wants to do this third sort of game against you.
I remember. I don't know what, can I say it?
Yeah, go for it.
We should just do indoor go-karting.
There's enough places around here that we could definitely sort that out. You'd let me know a date and a
All
place,
right.
And I'll be there.
I'm well up for it. Let's sort that out, honestly.
I should let you know, I heard about this, and then, this is a complete coincidence, I went go-karting for my birthday last week.
Sure! No, you're not allowed to!
I'm getting training in, I've learnt the track now.
You give me one thing. I'll give you one.
Okay.
I have a go-kart in my shed.
Oh, what's this?
That I work on a lot.
He's got a personalised table tennis bat. He's got his own go-kart. You'll have your own circuit by the time it gets around to me versus you.
I just want to beat you. I want this to be over.
Just make it stop. John, it's been lovely to chat to you as always, mate.
You too, Adam. Nice one, man.
And I can't wait to see you and potentially race you.
I know, that'd be cool.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Oh, God, I need to get some more practice in
you've
now.
Got the, no, you've got the weight advantage. You'll be nailing it past me. I'll be slugging around corners.
I'm going to get some Fast and Furious NOS fitted to my go-kart, just in case. John, we cannot wait to hear the album. Revolve is out on the 16th of October, and the new single featuring Charlie Wilson is out on Friday. John, go and introduce it.
I'd love to. Thank you so much, Free Radio and Adam, for all the support and also playing this new single. It's a single I'm very, very excited about. It features the legend that is Charlie Wilson. I'm going to shut up. This is Tiring Game. Thank you.